This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last program, we began studying Ezra 8:21 through 23. After spreading the information out found in these verses, we sorted it and structured it into an outline. Ezra's testimony, he affirmed to the king that God would protect them. Ezra's test, when he got to where bandits were known to operate, he was afraid, but ashamed to go back to the king for help. He had the people fast and pray. Ezra's triumph, they arrived safely in Jerusalem. In reviewing this experience in Ezra's life, we could summarize what we learned into some applications. First, a faith testimony is given before faith is put to the test. Many believers only give a testimony about what has already taken place. That's better than no testimony, but it's risk-free. It's safe. Have you ever expressed confidence in God before that confidence was tested? Ezra did. Then when he was tested, he realized the danger he and his fellow travelers were facing. His experience is a true testimony of faith. A second application, when tested by being tempted to second-guess yourself and turn to trusting in the flesh rather than in God, don't compromise. That would discredit what in good faith you declared about God. Stretch your faith under those circumstances. Pray. Call for united prayer. Yes, even call for fasting. God honors serious faith testimonies that are backed up by a continuing exercise of faith in prayer and fasting. It's in the crucible of such trials that your faith is purified, perfected, and strengthened. God delights to honor such faith through the triumphs He grants.